The mayor of Salt Lake City believes some of the city's detectives are to blame for false and salacious news reports about the family of rescued kidnap victim Elizabeth Smart. That accusation is contained in an 18-page memo sent by Mayor Rocky Anderson to the city's police chief. NPR's Howard Berkus obtained a copy of that memo. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Bob.
What kind of information did police supposedly leak to reporters?
Well, remember from the earliest days of the kidnapping last June, there were news reports that implied members of the Smart family were suspects or were acting suspiciously. You know, they called neighbors before calling police. They didn't seem upset enough. They mucked up the crime scene before police arrived. There was pornography on their computers. They were involved in a gay sex ring. Mayor Rocky Anderson says in his memo that all this was unsubstantiated misinformation and that it all apparently came from detectives. Now, the mainstream media didn't report the slimier stuff, but that was reported in the tabloid newspaper, the National Enquirer.
But it is the National Enquirer, where Elvis and Amelia Earhart are found every day. So why would the Smart family take that so seriously?
Well, because both the mainstream stories and these tabloid stories came while Elizabeth Smart was still missing, when the family was still in deep agony over her disappearance. Mayor Anderson wrote in his memo that the tragedy inflicted on this family was exacerbated greatly by the conduct of the police investigation. So he's calling for a thorough investigation of police leaks and punishment for the leakers.
But rarely is anything done about leaks. What's different this time?
You know, I think it's the poignancy of this kidnapping. You have a 14-year-old girl snatched from her bedroom in the middle of the night while her sister's watching. Her family endures 8 months of false leads and fading hope. And, you know, then there's the family itself, extremely persistent. In fact, some believe that the recovery of Elizabeth is due more to their persistence than police work. This is a family that used the pulpit of the kidnapping to lobby hard for that national Amber Alert bill that the president signed earlier this week. They were at his side when he signed that. And they have financial resources. They've hired their own attorney to investigate these leaks. And his work has already resulted in what has to be an extremely rare retraction and cash settlement from the National Enquirer. It's resulted in the firing of two reporters from the Salt Lake Tribune and the resignation of their boss at the Tribune, the editor of the newspaper, because these reporters actually accepted money to feed information to the Enquirer.
Are members of the police department next?
It's a good question. The mayor does name names in his memo, but those names are blacked out. He demands a full report from the police chief in 2 weeks. But later today, the lawyer who's doing this investigating on behalf of the Smart family, he's going to reveal what he's learned. And if he links specific detectives with specific leaks, there'll probably be pressure to act sooner.
What are the police saying about it?
So far, no comment from Police Chief Rick Dinsey. Remember, he's already under fire for an investigation that seemed to overlook evidence as far back as October that pointed to the man who was eventually charged with the kidnapping. Mayor Anderson raises that issue again in his memo.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.